An Alliance Police Sergeant has resigned from the department. Ethan Griffith submitted his resignation Tuesday before further disciplinary action could be taken. Griffith had been on unpaid administrative leave following the July arrest on a charge of endangering children involving the 4-year-old son of his fiancée. In July, he was given 1 year of probation, a 1-year license suspension, and a $700 fine in Austintown for fleeing the scene of a crash in June. Griffith had been with the department since 2022. A private jet made a landing at Akron-Canton Airport Tuesday afternoon with its nose wheel in the retracted position. The plane circled the airport for several minutes before attempting the emergency landing. No one was hurt. Pilots landed the plane on its wing wheels at about 1:30 with the nose scraping the runway. The plane then taxied off the runway. No other details were available. Canton woman accused of helping a suspect avoid police in connection with a double homicide in the city. 36-year-old Emily Ryder was arrested Monday and faces felony charges of obstructing justice. Court records say she drove Melissa Terrell around and did not tell police about it. Ryder is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Terrell, Eric Lamar, and Daryl Washington of Canton also faced charges in the August 9th deaths of Katina Spells and Courtney Yeager in an apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast. A proposal that would have dissolved the bargaining unit representing city department heads has been rejected by Alliance City Council. Resolution failed 4-3 after newly appointed President Julie Jackmides broke a tie Monday. Members Jim Edwards, Cindy King, and Philip Mastriani had voted against the measure. Council also approved a new pickup truck for the street department costing up to $53,000 and authorized bids for various supplies for 2027. Canton Police Chief John Gabbert is addressing a video circulating on social media showing officers handcuffing a juvenile on a Highland Road porch. Gabbert says officers were searching for suspects connected to recent car thefts Monday, including at least one juvenile. A canine team tracked the suspects to the 700 block of Highland, where officers stopped a juvenile on a porch who matched the description and placed him in handcuffs. Police say the juvenile was quickly determined not to be involved and was released. A primary suspect, 18-year-old Kenneth Moore Jr., was later found hiding behind a house across the street. Gabbert said the video clip is being shared and commented on without consideration of the facts available to the officers at the time. Kempthorne Motors of Canton has been sold to Great Lakes Auto Group. Great Lakes, based in Akron, and operates Honda, Hyundai, Subaru, and Toyota dealerships in Northern Ohio and Columbus, as well as in New York, Indiana, and Virginia. The deal is expected to close this week after months of negotiations. It reportedly includes the Volkswagen, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Volvo, and Sprinter franchises, all based at 1449 Cleveland Avenue Northwest in Canton. The dealership has been owned and operated by the Kempthorne family for 88 years. A Canton man will spend 90 days in jail after pleading guilty to firing a gun inside his apartment. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer sentenced 66-year-old John Longmire after his guilty plea last month to improperly discharging a firearm and having a weapon under disability. Longmire will also serve 3 years of community control and complete 200 hours of community service. The incident happened April 12th on Tuscarawas Street East. The bullet traveled through three neighboring apartments, but no one was injured. New leaders now in place at Louisville School District as it prepares for the start of classes. Assistant Superintendent Liz Liebens and Treasurer Adam Fisher took their seats, replacing Anna Miner and Derek Nottingham, whose resignations took effect at the end of July. Board of Education also approved 9 resignations, 15 new hires, and 8 transfers, along with staff, athletic, and volunteer contracts Monday. Overnight trips for football, band, and boys cross country were also approved. Brewster drivers could face a 4-month detour when ODOT rehabilitates the Route 93 bridge over Sugar Creek. The $2.1 million project would replace the bridge beams and deck and repair the piers and abutments. The detour would use Route 241, US 30, and US 62. Construction could begin as early as fall 2028. With the bridge closed for up to 120 consecutive days. Public comments are due by September 16th. Lake High School is the top-ranked local school in the latest U.S. News & World Report Best High Schools list, coming in 54th in Ohio. Hoover ranks 57th, Jackson 69th, Louisville 93rd, Northwest 106th, and West Branch 126th. Alliance is 360th, Canton South 435th, and Marlington 463rd. Rankings consider factors including college readiness, curriculum, state test performance, and graduation rates. Ohio ranks 22nd nationwide, with 26.5% of its high schools in the top 25%. The West Branch Board of Education has approved the district's updated five-year financial forecast. The document accepted Monday predicts reserves falling from about $6.1 million in 2027 to roughly $2 million by 2031. The forecast shows the district moving into deficit spending in 2029, with a figure reaching about $2 million by 2031.